The following is a Pro Football Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at profootballnetwork.com.
Kyle Yates here, PFN Live on Radio Row leading into Super Bowl 58. I am joined here today by Vernon Davis. Vernon, thanks so much for taking some time out, man.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So we obviously have a big game coming up here, and it features two very, very talented tight ends here. So as we look at Travis Kelce, will he go down as being one of the best tight ends in NFL history?
I think Travis Kelce's body of work speaks for itself. I mean, everything he was able to do out on the field and be that force, whenever you're a force in the way that he's been able to do it, is when you have to put him as one of the GOATs.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, maybe some people might say he's not finished or maybe not, but I mean, he's won two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
He's been the best as position year after year. I mean, so what else are you going to ask for?
Right.
I think he's a GOAT.
What do you think has led to, like, what is it with Patrick and with Travis that has led to that amount of connection to lead to the amount of production that they've had? What is it about them too?
Chemistry. When you have the same, when you have good chemistry and you're on the same page, your quarterback. When your quarterback trusts that you're going to be in a certain place when you're supposed to be there, you become reliable.
Yeah.
You have to build that trust.
Yep.
And you have to, trust doesn't just happen on the football field or in the locker room. It happens way from the football field in the locker room.
Yep.
What do you guys do? Are you guys hanging out outside of the game? You know, getting to know each other.
Yep.
Developing that chemistry.
Yep. Now, we talked about the Chiefs side of the ball with the tight end. Let's go to the 49er side of things here. What makes George Kittle so special?
I think George Kittle is just an all-around, well-rounded tight end.
Yeah.
He does it all. Block, pass protect. He can run routes, catch. He's just everything you want in a tight end.
Yeah.
And more.
Going back and looking at the NFL Combine and, you know, players coming into the NFL draft, you look at Vernon Davis's Combine metrics and they are just absolutely off the charts. One player that tested very similarly to you was Kyle Pitts coming out. Now, knowing how you were utilized in the NFL, how you were put into the best positions to succeed, how should Atlanta be utilizing someone like Kyle Pitts?
I think they just put him in great situations to really build on his talent, like flex him out wide. I flex him out, let him run slants.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe send him on some comebacks. You can sell those, sell like you're going running a fade, right, and snap it back. Those are good for him. Guys like him. Maybe get him up the seams. Right. Let him run seam routes where you have to really read if the middle of the field open or close.
Yeah.
And just get the ball in his hands as often as much as you can. Maybe run screens with him.
Yeah. How do we see this Super Bowl 58 matchup playing out, man? You obviously have a emotional connection and tie to this game, so how do we see this playing out?
I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. I don't see a high-scoring game with this one. I feel like they both have really good defense, and I don't think they're going to put up as many points as people think they are. So it's low scoring, but it's going to be neck to neck. Might go overtime.
There we go. All right. We haven't had that prediction so far on the PFN live show here going to overtime, but I like the call here. So Vernon, we've been here all week on Radio Row, obviously, and you're here today. So talk through what you're doing here on Radio Row and what people need to know about.
I'm here on Radio Row promoting my book.
Okay.
Which is Playing Ball. Great book. I can't wait for people to get a chance to really read this book. There's a lot in here. Inspiration and motivation for people who need it. And people, maybe if you don't need inspiration, motivation, I think you're still going to love this book.
That's awesome.
This book is great.
That's awesome. When does it come out? It's out?
It's out in August.
Out in August.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we released in August. Mike Singletary did the foreword for me.
That's awesome.
So I'm excited about that. For people to hear what he has to say about the situation that we had when he sent me to the locker room.
Yeah.
That's gonna be great.
That's awesome, man. And that can be found here in that book here coming out in August. So make sure to check that out. One final question here before I let you go. You said overtime, but give me the final prediction here. Give me a prediction. Who's gonna come out victorious? 49ers, Chiefs.
Of course I'm gonna say 49ers. I played with the 49ers.
There you go. I like the call. All right, that is Vernon Davis here on PFN Live, Radio Row leading into Super Bowl 58. His book, make sure to check that out here as it comes out in August. Don't go anywhere.